Well, next to the courts, where the trial of 42-year-old Graeme Dwyer for the murder of 36-year-old childcare worker Elaine O'Hara is continuing at the Central Criminal Court. Mr. Dwyer denies murdering Miss O'Hara on August 22nd in 2012. RTE's legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court this morning. Orla, the court was hearing more details of the recovery of Elaine O'Hara's remains.
The court heard evidence today, Fran, from anthropologist Laureen Buckley, and she said she was asked by the coroner to assist the deputy state pathologist, Dr. Michael Curtis. She said 60 to 65% of Elaine O'Hara's skeleton was recovered. After her examination of the remains and of the scene in the Dublin Mountains, she concluded that Ms. O'Hara had been dead for about a year, but for no longer than 2 years. She said the bones were in a very good state of preservation. She was satisfied the bones were of those of a female in her 30s. And asked by lawyers for the defence about some suggestion that the bones may have been scorched, she said she found no evidence of any scorching to the bones. She said decomposition would sometimes give that appearance. She said she also found no evidence of trauma on the bones, trauma that might have taken place either before death or at the time of death. She said there was no evidence of this. And we also heard that a jawbone found at the scene was identified as belonging to Elaine O'Hara after dental records were compared.
Did we also hear from Mór Gardaí today?
Yes, we heard from a Garda who examined Elaine O'Hara's apartment after her remains had been found, and he said he found bloodstains and cuts on the mattress in her bedroom. Garda Brian Barry said he found a number of puncture cuts on the mattress, and he also found a number of plastic tie wraps on the floor of the bedroom in the apartment in Stepaside. We heard from Inspector Brian O'Keefe. He gave evidence about a set of keys. They were given to him by another Garda. He said there were three loyalty fobs on the keys for Dunstores, Superquin and Applegreen, and he gave evidence about inquiries he made in relation to them. And he said there were also nine keys on this key ring, one of them related to a Fiat car which had been previously owned by Elaine O'Hara, and he said he was present when that key started the car. He said there were also keys which opened doors at Bellarmine Plaza in Stepaside, one which opened the door to Elaine O'Hara's apartment at number 97, one opened the post box, one opened the outside block. There were keys which opened doors at the O'Hara family home in Killiney, and a further key which opened a door at the school where Elaine O'Hara worked.
All right, Orla O'Donnell at the courts, thank you for that.